This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Infant and maternal mortality in Missouri continues at alarmingly high rates, with overall infant deaths increasing 16% between 2020 and 2021, with black infants in the state more than two times as likely to die as white infants.
We've highlighted the importance of medical care for pregnant women on KMOX and the growing trend of doulas in the childbirth process, both during and after. Our next guest's personal story pushed him to get involved as a doula and work to get more men involved and trained here in St. Louis. He's community organizer Brad Edwards, the head of Dear Fathers. Brad, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Tell our listeners about that story, a pregnancy in 2017.
Yeah, so going into the pregnancy, like, I really wasn't informed, right? So I thought that everything would just be a normal pregnancy. We'd go in, have the babies, and that'd be that. And I quickly realized that things can go left very quickly. So my thing was wanting to understand what could I have done differently. And there may not have been anything I could have done differently in that particular situation, but I wanted to learn as much as possible. And that's what I ended up doing for my next two pregnancies, to make sure that I could be an advocate for the mom, the child, and also for myself.
Brad, how did you do that? How did you learn to become one?
I had a friend. There was a doula. We did some webinars on informing black women on doulas during the pandemic. And that's really how I educated myself. I learned a lot by talking to other women about their experiences. I learned so many different things from their firsthand account, and that helped me understand, like, how this can be possible for myself.
Is it a situation where a lot of black women simply don't have access to doulas?
In 2020, it really wasn't as popular as it is right now in 2024. So a lot of women that we presented this to, they didn't really know what a doula was. So right now, I think that landscape has changed, and a lot more women are open and willing to have doulas a part of that process.
What is Dear Fathers? Tell us about that.
So Dear Fathers is a media-based platform, and we just basically tell the stories of Black fatherhood from all angles. So we have different storytelling series. We have a celebrity podcast. A couple of St. Louis guys that we had on there was Bradley Beal, Cedric Entertainer, Ozzie Smith, and we had Shaquille O'Neal on this last season. And it's really just, they are able to tell their story about what being a black father looks like for them. It's not about the stats or the album sales or anything like that. It's just about, like, why they do the things they do for their family. And honestly, like, you give a black man an opportunity to tell what his family means to him, like, you'll really be surprised.
Tell us about then Dads to Doulas. What kind of training do men get to be able to assist in the childbirth process?
So they're really getting all of the training that a doula would get, but it's catered specifically to the man's perspective. So everything from labor and delivery, postpartum, emergency births, like, once they finish this training, if they needed to give birth, excuse me, assist, and like it was just them giving the, helping with the mom with the birth, they would be able to do that at this point.
Do you think that you have a real chance here to change perception? And while at the same time, it seems like a very safe space to be able to discuss this amongst yourselves, but to change perception that men are generally not doulas, that's not the case.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, we're not trying to replace a woman doula. Mm-hmm. We're just really trying to build a team. I know that once men understand what these statistics look like and what the odds are, they'll step up. And that's what we've seen so far. Like, a lot of these numbers, a lot of people don't really know. But once you understand that, you know, just alone last year, we had 465 infants that died last year. Like, that's an alarming number. And once you understand that, you'll step up.
We're speaking with Brad Edwards of Dear Fathers. You kind of touched on this, but talk about, you know, for a lot of the fathers that you talk to, you know, I'm sure sometimes they feel helpless in that labor and delivery room.
Yeah, I felt that way. I understand and know that that's a real thing. But once you've educated yourself and once you've taken the opportunity to understand and learn what things look like, just for instance, with my daughter, some of the placenta was still inside of her mother. And because I understood and knew what placenta abruption looked like, I knew that was something I needed to be aware of and make sure that they were able to get everything out, because she could bleed out like that. Because I heard a story from another woman that dealt with that. So, you know, just being informed is everything.
I take that as exactly what I was about to say, is that you're trying to encourage people to be more informed, because whether there's trust in the healthcare system or no trust in the healthcare system, it should fall somewhere in the middle, wouldn't you say? As long as you're informed on your own, that can really provide you with a lot.
Yeah, being informed and feeling comfortable with speaking up. Because of the mistrust that Black people normally have with the healthcare system, it's important for us to be as informed and educated as possible so that we can be comfortable and confident in speaking up in those situations.
Brad, if there's dads out there listening to this, where can they find out more about this training and get involved in your organization?
Yeah, so you can find us on social media at dear.fathers, and our website is dearfathers.com. You go to the programs, Dads to Doulas, you can sign up there.
Really appreciate the time. Thank you very much for this.
No, thank you.
This is community organizer Brad Edwards speaking on behalf of Dear Fathers and Dads to Doulas 6-week training, dearfathers.com, if you'd like to learn more.